Paris on the Creepy Sleepy Show, indie rock and hip-hop and politics.
That's right.
You just heard our interview, the first section of our interview with Senator Tim Johnson from the state of South Dakota. And we're going to go into the second section now where he talks about military base closings.
And for those of you who are listening in Texas, looks like you guys got the pie from Mr. Butch. Yeah, he hooked you guys up real good.
That's right.
Whereas he screwed over the people in South Dakota and various other rural states.
You forget, Doc. Nobody cares about South Dakota.
Oh, yeah, but everybody seems to care about Texas. So here's Senator Johnson talking about the military, and this is where it's at.
Okay, we'd like to move on now to the second topic of our discussion today about the base closing in Ellsworth. And specifically in the Black Hills, that has more effect on us than it does in the rest of the state. But it pretty much affects the rest of the state in the fact that Ellsworth Air Force Base was the second largest employer in the state of South Dakota.
Well, it also affects the rest of the country as well. You know, this is a podcast that will reach thousands of people, and many of them will be people in states like South Dakota that have bases closing.
Can you tell us pretty much where we're at right now as far as the BRAC Committee's recommendations?
Sure. Well, you're right. It affects the entire region. Obviously, it affects America's national security. So it does. It does affect a great many people directly and indirectly. The Department of Defense, as you know, has made its recommendations to the Base Realignment and Closing Commission, or the BRAC Commission, to close some 33 military bases around the country, including Ellsworth Air Force Base. In the case of Ellsworth, they would move the B-1 bomber and crews and personnel to Dyess Air Force Base in Texas. Right now the B-1s are divided between those two bases and it would consolidate all of the B-1s in Texas. Now the process is that recommendation coming from the Bush administration's Department of Defense will now be considered by the BRAC Commission. They will hold hearings, including one that they will hold in Rapid City, South Dakota on June 21, and they will examine the data that the DOD, Department of Defense, used in making its determination that Ellsworth ought to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be looking at that. They'll also be taking testimony from local citizenry, the Ellsworth Task Force, and other entities that we have in South Dakota. They then have until September 8 to decide whether to add or subtract bases to the recommendations they've received from the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 5 votes out of 9 commissioners to take a base off the list.
Mm.
It takes 7 out of 9 to add a base.
I see.
That recommendation then will go to the president in September. The president then has a short period of time to decide whether to accept or reject the whole list. He cannot pick and choose. He's got to either take it or reject it.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, the president accepts the whole thing. Then it goes to Congress. Congress has 45 days to act. If Congress doesn't act, then the closures go through.
Mm-hmm.
But Congress can accept or reject the whole thing. It may not amend it, may not add or subtract. So as a matter of process, once you're on the list, you do have a problem. But we are going to do the very best that we can to tell the BRAC Commission that they ought to take Ellsworth off the list. In the past rounds we've had, and there have been 4 previous rounds, about 85% of the bases that initially are put on the list stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you an indication that it's a bit of an uphill fight. But on the other hand, there are bases who do come off, and historically there are some bases that have come off the list between the DOD recommendation and the time that it goes to the president. And it's our hope that we will be one of those bases. In the meantime, Senator Thune and Representative Herseth and I have legislation that's bipartisan that would delay implementation until we know more about foreign base closing, until we know more about the quadrennial report on the restructure of the American military.
Mm-hmm.
That is not going to be done until this next year. Now, that is a real uphill fight legislatively because presumably the president would veto the legislation even if we got it passed. But nonetheless, I think that we want to do everything that we can to work in the direction of preserving Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Sure.
We will argue about the national security issues more so than the local economy because the BRAC Commission's focus is not really on very much. It is to some degree, but not a whole lot about what it does for the local region economically.
Mm-hmm.
It does have to do primarily with the strategic security needs of America. So we'll make an argument, particularly about how we don't know what the overall structure of the American military is going to be yet, and the lack of wisdom of consolidating the nation's entire B-1 fleet at one airport in Texas and creating greater vulnerability by doing that.
Sure.
We simultaneously have another strategy going on where if we are not successful fending off the closure of Ellsworth, we need to come up with alternative strategies for the quick reutilization of that base for private sector economic development purposes and replace as many of those jobs as possible.
Sure.
That's at the very early stages, but I played a role in bringing about $140 million of upgrade to that base over the last 10 years since the last BRAC round. And even if we were to lose the base, and certainly my hope that we do not, even if that case were to happen, we will find ourselves in possession of an extraordinarily high-tech, high-quality campus there that I think, over time at least, could be successfully utilized to create additional good-paying jobs and economic activity for the Black Hills and for South Dakota.
Can you speculate a little bit as to what some of those jobs would be?
Well, that really would be speculation. It's just hard to say. It's a large enough campus that I think it's unlikely that that one particular business would take up the whole thing. I think you'd probably be looking at a multiplicity of uses. You could use some of it for instance, right now, Black Hills State University is offering some courses along with South Dakota School of Mines as well as State and the U. They could use some of that. We're trying to develop more private sector spinoff from some of the defense and energy contracts that I've been able to line up the School of Mines with, as well as some of the research that I've been able to line up Black Hills State to do. And perhaps they could use some of that. There are, hopefully, if we get things going with the underground laboratory at Homestead, it's conceivable that some of that could spin off into private sector activity that we could use the base for. You could always look at FedEx and UPS and other organizations that could use a large runway and warehousing space. So there are a lot of things that might happen, but it obviously is not for me to tell the local people what exactly would happen. We would work with Black Hills Vision in particular, the governor's office, and the Office of Economic Adjustment out of the Department of Defense to come up with alternative utilization for that base. But again, I don't want to overemphasize that because obviously the primary concern of the delegation and the state right now is to do our very best to keep Ellsworth at the base as it is.
Sure. Okay, we have one final question for you, Senator, before we close up today. This is kind of a more lighter subject. In the new Star Wars movie, Anakin Skywalker turns into Darth Vader and the Republic has ended. Was that a surprise for you to find that out, or were you expecting that?
Well, I've enjoyed all the Star Wars movies, and they all end in a way that you can't fully anticipate, I guess. But I haven't seen this movie yet.
Oh, you should.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we saw it last night.
Yeah,
Enjoying
the Spearfish?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Well, I'm one of the great things about technology now is you get, music listening alternatives with iPod now, other kinds of news and talk that can go that way, satellite radio, direct TV, broad and cable TV, broadband internet connections. I think we've just scratched the surface of what we're going to be able to do on the internet in terms of entertainment and access. And so this is an exciting time, speaking as someone who, when I started in Congress, which I like to think it wasn't quite 1,000 years ago, there were basically three broadcast channels. A few people had cable.
Huh.
There was really no internet. And now I think we're embarking on really an exciting era, and it's got to be a lot of fun and exciting for especially young people to be on the verge of something really pretty incredible.
Do you own an iPod?
I don't know. My daughter has an iPod. I don't have one. I'm listening to satellite radio when I go into work.
Well,
other than that, I don't have many opportunities to listen to music.
Well, you'll have to borrow hers so you can listen to the Creepy Sleepy Show podcast of this interview.
I'll do it.
All right. Thanks for joining us,
again,
Senator.
Good luck in the future.
Take care.
Take care.
I wonder what he meant by good luck in the future. With everything, or...
Well, I don't know. If he knew what my politics were, he probably would have wished me bad luck.
Yeah. What are your politics?
But we got him on mic. We got him on recording saying, you know, that he's going to listen to the show on his daughter's iPod.
Damn right he is, man.
Yeah, so we're going to send this to his office.
Well, he was... I once again, I got to say that it's very cool of a senator to go out on a limb like that and do an interview for a podcast.
Well, I wonder if he he's really aware of what the Creepy Sleepy Show really does. Now that we're on podcasts, we get to play songs that are unedited, and we would spend hours and hours and hours in the production room editing these songs. You know, oh gosh, it was just so difficult.
Taking out the swear words.
Yeah, so we could just leave him in this time. I wonder if he's really aware that our show is not exactly PG.
Well, honestly, I'm sure that he is, and I'm sure that he is a very savvy guy, and he's aware that podcasting inherently represents an uncensored medium.
Well, that's cool, man.
And
I don't know. Yeah. I just hope he doesn't think it's a bunch of teenagers run amok.
No, we're mid-20s running amok.
Yeah, really.
So we're going to try to bring you more interviews with senators. We have a pretty good relationship with Senator Thune from the state of South Dakota, the guy who unseated Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
You know, I'd like to get an interview with Senator Hillary. Be the next Democratic
presidential candidate. Are you sure that Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton realizes that there is a state of South Dakota?
Well, I'm sure that Bill Clinton does. He visited here in like 1988, 99 or something.
Back in the past?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
When he was trying to, like, diffuse the trouble over his, you know, indiscretions.
Right.
I won't mention what they were or who they were with, but...
See, this is flyover country to the rest of the world.
That's right. This is the place that you fly from New York to California. You fly over the state.
Yeah.
And if you want to bring your grandpa out to a nice family-friendly tourist attraction, check out Mount Rushmore and Wall Drug. You know, just drive out here.
Hey, we should do a podcast from Wall Drug, man.
Yeah, interview people about what they think. They've been seeing these signs for Wall Drug now for 400 miles driving through the state of South Dakota. And they
got a Wall Drug sign in fucking London. Hey, Adam Curry, man. When you're driving around and you see those Wall Drug signs, now you know where it's at.
Yeah, it's 100 miles away from here. Yeah. Out in the middle of nowhere.
That Wall Drug is the definition. South Dakota is the definition of nowhere.
That's right, but they got free ice water there and 5 cent coffee for cowboys.
All right, so we're going to try to do more interviews with senators. For some reason, they keep talking to us. So,
but right now, we're coming up on Son of a Bush.
It's Public Enemy.
By Public Enemy, Chuck D, Flavor Flav. Hopefully. Hopefully, we'll start playing someday. Here we go.
Creepy Sleepy.
Y'all and they get me.
Come on.
How many y'all is coming to get me? None. 'Cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a bush? Son of a bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone. I told y'all when the first bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 millionth party. Go on! He's a son of a bad man.
He's a son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's a son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's a son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's a son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's a son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's a son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's a son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Here's a pitch, high and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a push? Repeat, ain't that a push? Out of nowhere, headed to the hot house. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? Cats doing bids for the same bush shit that you did.
The bomb.
Serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sit piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a
bad.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf. So you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them. I'll protect
them. The Creepy Sleepy Show.
Freedom of speech, mother...
Protecting your rights since 2004.
Okay.
Something for the kids.
Creepy Sleepy.
Step in the club smoothly with the L in my hand.
This Creepy Sleepy Show underwriting grant is brought to you by a crazy guy with cash.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a homeless man who recently just won the lottery. So I decided to support my favorite podcast by donating lots of money to their show. And in return, they promised to play my crazy music.
That's right, Bob, and this offer is now open to all musicians. If you got a song and $50,000, we'll play whatever you want.
You see, back in the FM radio days, they used to call this type of practice payola, and it's technically illegal. But now that the Creepy Sleepy Show is podcasting, we'll take make all kinds of money from musicians.
Hey, Doc and Dan, I've got a song. I think it's a hit, and everyone else thinks it sucks. Can I be on your show?
Sure, for $50,000.
That's right, we're now offering the Creepy Sleepy Guarantee. No melody, no talent, no problems. If you've got $50,000, we'll get you on our podcast.
This offer is limited to unsigned, unrepresented musicians. Please send all music and a check for $50,000 to the Creepy Sleepy Show, care of Doc and Dan. Or email your music and bank routing information to creepysleepyshow@gmail.com.
The Creepy Sleepy Show, indie rock, politics, and payola.
This is DJ Raspy.
And this is Goldman.
You know, I got kicked out of school for illegal arms smuggling.
And I got shot. I is dead.
But that doesn't stop us from listening to indie rock and politics on the Creepy Sleepy Show.
Creepy Sleepy Show is gangsta, baby.
Indie rock and politics, this is the Creepy Sleepy Show.
That's right.
And, you know, playing that commercial, I was just thinking that I should mention that... we're going to start playing other people's commercials on our shows.
Oh, yeah, since we get some commercials from other people.
Yeah, well, I'd really like to get into this whole, like, promo exchange thing. So if you have any promos that you'd like the Creepy Sleepy Show to play, just email us at creepysleepyshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, we have to, like, know that you're going to play our promo, too, though. Yeah. Plus, we'll have to bust some caps.
You know, honestly, dude, honestly, I mean, I'd love for other people to play our promos since they are the best ever. Yeah. But I'm really pretty cool with playing promos for shows that we just dig, you know?
I'm not.
You're not?
No. They better play our promos, man. We put blood, sweat, and tears into those promos.
All right, man.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk real quick for a second about...
an evil empire?
An evil empire that sprouted in a galaxy long ago and far, far away.
Oh, dude, I totally thought that we were going to be talking about the Bush administration.
Oh, well, we can talk about that, too, because there's so many parallels between the Imperial Galactic Empire, run by Emperor Palpatine.
I guess we know who George Lucas voted for.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. When Darth Vader says the immortal lines, "You're either with me... or you're my enemy."
Yeah.
That's a slight alteration from the actual quote. He was actually quoting the President of the United States at that time when he said, "You're either with us or you're with the enemy."
Well, actually, Doc, to be fair, I think the President was actually quoting Anakin Skywalker, a.k.a. Darth Vader, because this did happen in a galaxy long ago and far, far away.
Well, that just proves that the President did his research.
Oh, no, that can't be. The President... does research?
Karl Rove did it for him.
Okay.
Let me also point out a similarity between the speech that Emperor Palpatine gave before the Senate of the Republic, before it was dissolved into an Imperial Empire. He said, "For the safety and security of the Republic, we will reorganize the Republic into a galactic empire."
Right. And that's, you know...
you know, George Bush talks a lot about security.
And galactic empires.
That's right. You know, Star Wars, let me point that out. They've been planning that one for well nigh 20 years now.
No,
25
no.
years.
I mean literally.
Yeah,
last
Star
week
Wars.
He gave a speech about the galactic empire.
Oh.
But he was corrected. He was corrected on mic and reminded that the United States is not yet an empire.
Or galactic.
Or galactic.
Yet. We're not even solar systemic.
Solar systemic?
Solar systemic.
Yes. The problem with American politics today is a solar systemic problem
Yes. That
has its roots in contemporary partisan bickering.
Well, I disagree. I happen to think that it's solar systematic.
I disagree with your disagreement and find your rebuttal to be rather elementary.
You know, I find it really interesting that Senator Tim Johnson has yet to see the Star Wars movie. Now, since we recorded that interview with Senator Tim Johnson, he may well have seen the new Star Wars movie, following my advice.
But at the time of the interview, he did not. He made it very clear that he did not attend the midnight showing of Star Wars.
That's right. And that, you know, who knows? Maybe he took his daughter to see it.
Well, in all likelihood, his daughter downloaded it from LimeWire.
Yeah, and played it on her iPod.
Which you can do with the Creepy Sleepy Show, since we don't have our website up yet. It will be DiamondMindMedia.com or CreepySleepy.com. You can go there. It'll take you to DiamondMindMedia.com.
And you can download the new Star Wars episode?
from diamondmindmedia.com. No,
fantastic.
Just kidding. You can download, you can get us on LimeWire too. If you do a search, we'll show up on LimeWire. Openpodcast.org, they've been really gracious to let us send our shit through there. We'll send them some cash when we have some.
When we get some cash.
Yeah.
Why don't openpodcast.org send us some cash so we can send it back to them?
Hey, that reminds me. I was going to say when we get a corporate sponsor, but we'll never get a corporate sponsor, except we kind of got a sponsor. Like, we are in 2 or 3 weeks giving away an iPod Shuffle.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
That way you can download Creepy Sleepy and listen to it all day.
We'd like your input as to how we should give this away.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to send us an email at creepysleepyshow@gmail.com.
Right, because in the FM radio days, it'd say, caller number 19 wins a free iPod Shuffle. But
that's not possible.
No, so we want to do a cool creative contest. Maybe the person that sends us the most creative promo for the Creepy Sleepy Show gets an iPod Shuffle.
Yeah, go ahead and write one for us, and we'll go ahead and record it. We'll record the winner one.
Or you can record it.
Shuffle.
You know, record a promo for the Creepy Sleepy Show. And we'll give an iPod Shuffle away.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting idea there, Dan.
All right, creepysleepyshow@gmail.com. What music do we got here?
We got coming up next, we got Act 3, Scene 2 by Saul Williams.
Featuring Zach De La Rocca on vocals.
So here we go.
This is a call out to all the youth in the ghettos, suburbs, villages, townships. To all the kids who download this song for free, by any means. To all the kids short on loot but high on clean. All the kids watching TV like yo, I wish that was me. And all the kids pressing rewind and let's get free. I hear you. To all the people within the sound of my voice. Stick for the hate, it doesn't file the ultra fine. The no ones and nobody's are lagging in line. Stick for the hate, it doesn't file the ultra fine. The no ones and nobody's are lagging in line. I didn't vote for the state of affairs. My emotional state got me prostrate. Fearing my fears, in all reality I'm underprepared. Cause I'm ready for war, but not sure if I'm ready to care. And that's why I'm underprepared. Cause I'm ready to fight, but most fights got me fighting back tears. Cause the truth is, really I'm scared. Not scared of the truth, but just scared of the length to go to fight it. I try to hold my tongue, son, I try to bite it. Not trying to start a riot or incite it. Cause Brutus is an honorable man. It's just coincidence that oil men will wage war on the oil-rich land. And this one goes out to my man, taking cover in the trenches with a gun in his hand. Think it's home and no one flinches when he can't beat his fam. But Brutus is an honorable man. Stick for the hate, it doesn't file the ultra-fine. The no ones and nobody's are lagging in. Stick for the hate, it doesn't file the ultra-fine. The no ones and nobody's are lagging in. We're up here, so we're here to shed them now. You share the guilt of blood spilled in accordance with the Dow Jones. Dow drop, fresh, puzzle and bones. A machete in the heady hood, you see me on. And a Danny and a Shanny, Doodle Danny ain't gone. And a Racky and a Gaggy, Coca-Cola, come on. Be ye bishop of porn, in the seats of the lawn. You should know that these are devils to go on and on and. What's this that made to keep your ears in the sea? Long as oil's in the soil, truth is never concrete. So we dare to represent those at the fairest of feet. Cause the law to which we're loyal keep the soil deplete. It's our job to not let history repeat. Before the rain, it doesn't file the unrefined. For no one, for nobody's a laughing line. Before the hate, it doesn't file the unrefined. For no one, for nobody's a laughing line. Before the hate, it doesn't file the unrefined. For no one, for nobody's a laughing line.
Freedom, so does the highest fire. We demand a true destiny at one with the land. Not a plan that
photosynthesizes burns in demand. Or a search for any weapon we let fall from my hands. I got beats in a plan. I'ma do what I can, and what you do is question everything they can do. Every goal I deal, a value they keep pushing on you. If they ask you to believe it, question rhythm is true. If they ask you to achieve it, there's a demo for you. You're the one that asking to go carry a gun. Wolverine humanitarian, you staring me, son. Why not fight to feed the homeless, jobless, fight inflation? Why not fight for own healthcare and their education? And instead, invest in that erasable lead. Cause they twist the propaganda, can erase all the dead. And the politics of the pyramid on top of my head. Or never mind, get a shotgun to the head.
That's right.
Saul Williams on the Creepy Sleepy Show.
Wow, that's a pretty pretty serious song, man.
Yeah.
That guy's pretty serious.
He's pretty pissed.
Yeah, he sounds pretty pissed.
Well, I like the Dead Prez reference in there.
Yeah, for sure. At the very beginning when he's talking about all the kids pushing rewind on Let's Get Free.
You know, I wonder, like, we talk about this because it's our life and the music we listen to and all that shit, but I wonder what people listening to us in urban areas think about two white guys in their mid-20s who live in Spearfish, South Dakota, in the beautiful Black Hills, listening to radical hip-hop.
Yeah, I wonder if the actual artists know that their music has got out this far. Outside of the cities and into the countryside.
Just like Hillary Rodham Clinton, I bet that Saul Williams is like South Dakota.
Is that by North Dakota?
Fargo?
Yeah. Is that by Canada?
Kinda.
Well, you just heard the third installment of the Creepy Sleepy Show podcast.
That's right, and
you survived another one.
Indeed. We will have these archived on DiamondMindMedia.com. You can email us at CreepySleepyShow@gmail.com.
Yeah, or come and visit our MySpace account at CreepySleepyShow.
Or MySpace.com/CreepySleepyShow.
Oh, yes, of course.
And we will have DiamondMindMedia.com. It's a really cool looking site. That should be up and running very soon. And
we hope that people shuffle with it.
That's from Computer Village in Rapid City.
If all y'all haven't heard of Rapid City, it's the city by Mount Rushmore.
It's the city where Ellsworth Air Force Base will be closing.
Oh, that's right. Well, you survived another Creepy Sleepy Show.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good night. I hope you fall asleep. Trippy.
You can listen to Indie Rock and Politics on the Creepy Sleepy Show and Transmission.